Welcome back to another episode of Caped Chronicles. This is number 9. We are almost to double digits, yet we are 9 further than we ever thought we'd be right now. But tonight, we are going to go on with the number 3, the third in the trilogy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 from 1993. There's a lot of threes in this one.
Hey, it's a lucky number.
Yeah, okay. But we don't have any special host with us or special guests, but we do have that's not what I meant, Carrie. Let me recant what I'm saying here. We don't have any special guests.
Need to go Tyler Durden on Fight Club? Yo, you are not special.
That's what everybody told me at school.
But that you're not special?
That I'm not special.
Okay.
But we will go to our awesome co-host, Carrie. How are you?
Well, I don't know. Now that you said I'm not special but awesome, I'm confused.
That's better. That's awesome is better than special.
Okay.
It's like a whole level up.
Okay. I will give you that.
Now, you can be legend, wait for it, dairy, if you join my revolution. But moving on.
No.
Carrie, how?
No, I'm not joining your revolution, dude.
Carrie,
I like my job too much.
No, it'd be all right. Carrie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just, sitting here. I've been playing Star Wars The Old Republic off and on all weekend and catching up on some other stuff that I need to do. And it's been a good time.
I have been binging Marvel Strike Force on my phone.
Ooh.
All weekend.
Neat.
And the best person I've been able to unlock so far has been Jessica Jones, and I just wish I could have locked somebody else.
Neat.
But anyways, yeah. And so that was Carrie. I'm Mike, and we don't have any guests tonight, but we do have some here coming up soon. But before we get into that, let me go ahead and give you a couple of network announcements. There is none. Moving on. No, DC Talk is coming up, and we have we're doing a new format on DC Talk, and we got some exciting things coming down the pipe, but we'll talk more about that when we get to DC Talk here in just a little bit. And for those who don't know, me and Carrie usually record back-to-back when we record both of these.
Because we're nuts.
Because we are nuts, and there's so much to talk about for DC Talk tonight, so it's going to be exhilaratingly fun. All right. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get into the movie. So we're talking tonight about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Turtles, man.
Oh, and as you're going to find out, me and Carrie differ on this movie. And it's going to be pretty interesting. And I'm glad you went through and added some other notes in.
You're glad I fulfilled my obligations to update the show notes this time?
Yes, because there's certain movies that I did not add in that I've never even heard of, so I just didn't even bother adding them in, but you can know about them.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Let's go ahead and start with the summary. So Carrie, what's the summary of this movie here?
Okay. This is the third film in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series. Finds the half-shelled ninjas traveling back in time to the 17th century of Japan in order to save O'Neill. Once there, they also use their skills to help a rebel army battle an evil leader.
Sounds like the writings of a great story.
Hey,
a little bit.
I have no problems with this so far.
Oh, I already knew.
Feudal Japan. Feudal Japan. I'm there.
But we're talking about a little bit of a cast and crew. The director was Stuart Gillard. He was a director on The Outer Limits and also one of my personal favorite movies, Rocket Man. Have you ever seen Rocket Man?
No.
Rocket Man. You need to find it. You need to watch it. We should have watched that and called it to Ninja Turtles 3. It was awesome. Unbelievable movie. A couple of the actors we got. Elias Codius, Casey Jones, came back for this one, although he didn't do nothing. For some reason, he was not number 2. You know who's not on this list that I missed?
Who?
I missed Kino in this movie.
Yeah, he would have been helpful to corral the samurai.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But he was in the first Ninja Turtles. The guy who played Casey Jones, also Chicago PD. Paige Turco returns for April O'Neil. Still much better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So she was also in Secret of the Ooze, and she's also Abigail Griffin on The 100. Stuart Wilson played Walker, and he was Jack Travis on Lethal Weapon 3. Do you remember him?
Vaguely. I don't remember him in that as much as I remember him in Zorro, which
he was the guy who owned the building place they were trying to. He was the former cop in Lethal Weapon 3 that owned the building place that was stealing the guns and stuff like that from.
Okay.
It's one where Roger Murtaugh shot the kid in the porta potty.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, like you said, Mask of Zorro, and you added Enemy of the State. I don't remember him in Enemy of the State or Hot Fuzz, but hey.
I don't either, but I haven't seen either of those in a while.
All right, and then I'm going to try to pronounce the next one, Sab Shimono, which played Lord Nirnaga. I don't know, have you ever seen, did you ever see Jackie Chan Adventures?
I have a vague recollection of it, but
I was obsessed with it. He played Uncle.
Okay.
In there. And then he also played Master Yu in Avatar: The Last Airbender.
And I had to look this up to verify that we were actually talking about the animated series and not that movie that I won't acknowledge.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Nah. Is that a superhero movie? Do we have to cover that one too?
No, we don't have to cover that one.
What about Masters of the Universe? You know what? Just to make Erasure happy. We ought to do a special, real quick, 30-minute special episode with Masters Universe and put it out there just for him.
Wait, can we make it like a Christmas special or something?
It's not a Christmas movie.
I know, but just it's a special. You do special episodes around the holidays, so,
we'll cover it Abraham Lincoln Day.
Sure. Okay. We'll get to it sometime in February.
Yeah, sure. There you go, Razor.
There you go, Erasure. We'll get to it around then, maybe.
And Eric's probably screaming right now in his headset saying, guys, we're not covering that movie. But he also voiced the Emperor in Samurai Jack.
Nice.
And then he was also in the 2012 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series, the cartoon series. So that was very interesting. And you have down here The Shadow.
Yes. He was a scientist in The Shadow. I haven't seen The Shadow in a while. It's weirdly one of my favorite movies, and I haven't seen it in forever.
That's sad.
Yeah,
and then Vivian Wu, who played Mitsu, played in two movies that I have never heard of in my entire life. I looked at her filmography, and I've never seen anything else she was in.
Wait, seriously? You have not heard of The Last Emperor?
No.
Or The Joy Luck Club?
No.
Seriously?
I'm very sheltered, Carrie.
Wow.
Very sheltered.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah. And then The Turtles. Matt Hill played Raphael, was voiced by Tim Kelleher. Jim Raposa was the Donatello and was voiced by Corey Feldman. David Frazier was Michelangelo, who's voiced by Robbie Rist. Mark Caso was Leonardo and voiced by Brian Tocci. The composer was John Duprez. What are some... So, a little bit about the box office, Miss Carrie. What do we got?
Okay, so the runtime was 96 minutes. It felt really, really short for some reason.
That's okay.
No, it's kind of not. It went really, really fast. It was rated PG, released on March 19th, 1993, with a budget of $21 million. Weekend box office domestic was $12,419,000. $19,597. Worldwide gross.
Don't have enough in there because nobody else wanted it outside the U.S.
Domestic gross was over $42 million.
On some go, yeah.
Million. 42 million. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes scores. Critics score was 21%. Audience score was 33%. I probably would have been in the 33%.
Well, I don't like Rotten Tomatoes, but here's the one time I think I actually agree with Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Sure.
That's gonna be funny.
Hey, you know, I think I mentioned on a previous episode that I have a high tolerance for cheese. And this was cheesy and fun and involved time travel
Oh, I have a high tolerance for
and
cheese
feudal
too, but
Japan, so
this was beyond cheese. I mean, this was Limburger cheese style
no,
to
no,
me.
no, no.
But it did win an award. It won the Blimp Award for Favorite Animal Star in 1994.
Excellent.
Couple of notes about the company. Actually, only one. The All Effects Company provided the animatronics rather than Jim Henson's Creature Shop.
And you know what? I did notice a difference in the facial movements.
Yes. Now,
So.
I will say, as a pro, I think the facial movements were a whole lot better in this one than they have been.
Well, it was. I mean, that they were definitely improving on the technology.
Right. And the turtles
So,
seem, and then and they seem to move better in this one than they did the last two. So I really appreciated that. But a little bit, we really don't need to talk about the backgrounds much because we've already talked about them in the first two. But hey, it's Ninja Turtles. So this movie was Ninja Turtles. So I watched it. I own the movie. So obviously, if I own it, I'm gonna watch it. And on the DVD, they have a special features where you can take a quiz,
Ooh.
which I did not do.
Oh.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
that could have been fun.
Well, I was pressed for time because I was trying to watch The Flash as well for DC Talk.
Well, this is why I watched the Turtles last weekend and the Flash this morning. You know, you have to,
Oh,
delegate
no,
time and
no,
stuff.
no. But what about you, Carrie? Anything different?
Well, I remember liking this one a lot better than the second one. And I still kind of like this. I still like this one better. It's not that I dislike the second movie, but I blame my interest in history and feudal Japan and martial arts. So,
So, if you were to rank these three, how would you rank them?
first one definitely be first, and I'd probably tie the second two. The other
Okay.
two.
See, I would rank two, one, then three. Because I like the overtness and comedy in number two. But I like comedy movies. And Michelangelo really comes out in number two as far as comedy and just I mean I like number two that and I liked Kino, so okay yeah and it appeals to differently to people depending on their interest and whatnot. So did it work as a continuation story to you then? Did it help continue the storyline of the Turtles from the first two?
Well, I mean, the only thing that was really a continuation was, Casey being back and the fact that they were in the new lair. Other than that, it could be anywhere in the timeline. They could have, dropped this anywhere after the second movie and, so I wouldn't say it's not a valid question, but it's a movie
It could
that.
it could not have been the first one. And
No,
to
it
me,
could.
it couldn't have been the second. I thought it did fine.
Right.
So.
It was a good place to put it. You don't have to ask any questions about whether how they're in this new spiffy tunnel and stuff like that. And you know who all the people are. So yeah, in that respect, it is a good continuation. But
All right.
otherwise, you can drop it anywhere.
Right. As far as the villains go, this is one I really struggled with because I was trying to figure out who the villain was at first. Now, let me rephrase that. I knew the villain was Walker. I get that. But was Lord Norinaga the villain as well? It's like they wanted him to be, but then they didn't want him to be. They wanted him to be, but then they didn't want him to be. Now, as far as Walker goes, I thought he was a compelling villain. He was the quintessential man who wanted to get rich and rule kind of element. Got that. He's a Westerner who comes in, wants to rule. Great. But I
He's
didn't,
he,
I was just unsure about Norinaga, though.
he was conflicted. I know he was trying. He was conflicted about whether or not to buy weapons from Walker and stuff like that. So I didn't see him as completely villain. Just not the best of rulers. Of the particular region of Japan that they were in. And yeah, Walker was like the typical, stupid Westerner that wants to come in and muck up everything. Because, because guns are great and everyone needs them, right? No, we don't always need guns.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't always need them.
No.
All right. So we talked a little bit of villain. As far as the story goes, I thought it was okay. To me, it had the, if you've seen the movie Timeline with Paul Walker, it had almost that kind of a feel, but on a cheesy level.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. It's been a while since I've seen Timeline,
Because
but
you
I
have,
can.
well, in Timeline, I can't remember the guy's name, but he ends up staying back in France when he goes back. This one, they wanted to stay back. Who was it? Michelangelo wanted to stay
Michelangelo and
back.
Raphael wanted to
Right.
stay.
Right. They wanted to stay. They didn't stay, obviously, but it was just it almost had that Timeline feel, like we can't go, we don't want to mess up, and then we just went. We wanted to go and explore, but we ended up getting involved, and we shouldn't have gotten involved. And anyways,
Well,
but I mean, I
there
thought it was
was that
okay.
scroll with the legend of the Kappas that came before to help them out. And the Kappas in Japanese mythology are demons. So they kind of played up on that played on that kind of mythology with bringing the turtles back in time.
Whoa, here we go, right here. Time travel brain freeze, right here. You ready? After they visit him this time, will they ever go back again? So the scroll is even further back. So the scroll is originally about them as well, from years and years prior. Get some of that. Time travel. If not, are there four other Ninja Turtles out there in a multiverse that have gone back to.
Either that, or there were actually demons that took the form of turtles the last time, and the our heroes just happened to look like them.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think of the storytelling?
I liked it. There was a few neat little misdirection things here and there, like what happened to the staff in Feudal Japan. I liked what they did with Wit, which was he was also the guy who played Casey Jones also played Wit.
Yeah.
So the hey, this is no, it's not Casey. Someone completely different who may be selling them out, maybe not. We don't entirely know where his loyalties lie. That was interesting. But he eventually ended up being one of the good guys, kind of, sort of.
Does it age as well as the other two?
I think so. Since you don't see a lot of New York outside of the tunnel, there's less that dates this one as opposed to the previous movie. And
See,
since
I don't know. I'd kind of disagree a little bit. Whenever I see these movies on TV, I mean, I get what you're saying, that it doesn't have New York, so it won't really destroy the outdatedness. But when I watch this, well, when I, like if there's on if it's on TV, I usually see one and two, but I rarely see number three being playing.
Well, it's not it's Not the popular one, so that's understandable.
Right. We knew we were going to disagree on this movie. I felt it as one of those movies where it should have stopped at two.
Which is
It's
fine.
right,
You're
right. Which is
allowed
you're
to
right to
say,
be
you're allowed to
wrong,
think
Carl.
that.
Yeah, well, Carrie, you're allowed to be wrong. It's okay. And
Hey, neither of us is right, neither of us is wrong, dude.
Oh, Carrie, I'm in a good mood tonight.
Yes, you are.
No, but it. I think it does age okay, but I don't think it ages as well as the first two. And like you said, because the first two are the more popular of the three Turtle movies. Now, I will say I think it's better than the newer ones to a point. Because I think it's better storytelling in this one than it is in the new ones as well. Like I can get by with the CGI in the new ones. But the storytelling was not as good as the first couple. So overall, the pros of this movie, things we like. I thought the turtles fighting and movements are much better in this one
Yeah,
than the first
agreed.
two.
Yeah, that op especially that opening sequence when they're training. It was a
Yes.
great way to just showcase how well those suits move.
Right, and it is it's a newness in their technology that they've come across, but I thought they were much better. I think it had a good mixture though of comedy, action, and story.
Yeah,
You had
agree.
some comedy, you had some action, and you had a decent story. I enjoyed watching Casey teach the guards about the future. I'm a sucker for these things in these kind of movies where a guy gets people back from the past, he's able to show them all these cool things about the future. But if I was one of those people, I'd be so ticked because now I got to go back to the past. But I thought that was cool. They took him to an arcade. They were playing, and playing pool in a bar. And but I thought it
Yeah,
was
that
pretty
was
cool.
fun. That was fun.
But what about you?
Well, finally the turtles get to get there's a turtles movie with a real sword fight, and Leo gets to use his swords again. That was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so they finally get to use their weapons. Yay!
So about the weapons, I heard this one, Michelangelo could not use the nunchucks again in Great Britain. Like it was deemed too violent, but yet there are
But there are
swords.
swords.
Right.
Yeah,
So anyways.
because blunt objects are more violent than sharp objects. That
Yes.
makes
Perfect
all
sense.
kinds of no sense at all. Let's see. I loved Leo's reverse psychology game. When he was trying to get Walker to shoot them, that was cool. It's like, yeah, just shoot them in the head, sure. Don't forget that they're turtles for a second there. And I loved listening to I always love listening to Donnie talk tech, even if everything that comes out of his mouth is complete gibberish.
So, do you like the Donnie in this one, or do you like the Donnie in the new one?
In the Michael Bay ones.
Yes. I prefer the one in the new ones.
Yeah, me too. Cause there, he does tech the tech a lot more, and he does actually sound like. I mean, yeah, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about in, especially this last movie.
Yeah.
But if you actually listen to what he's saying. None of it makes any sense.
No, not at all. No,
Yeah,
nothing.
so they're actually giving some actual science to do in the last two movies in the remakes. So that's kind of cool. And
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like how all the gadgets are attached to him and
I
stuff.
did like that, and that was really cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I know there are probably a few more pros, but is there anything else that maybe that you thought was really good about this? Well, I really like the subway station decor,
Oh yeah.
how they have it decorated.
Yeah, you can tell they've been there a while.
Right, and so that kind of dates it from the second movie to me too. That they've been there a while,
They've
April
moved
comes
in.
and brings them stuff all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Splinter at the end, I think it's funny that he pushed the shade on and said, I heard Elvis, saw Elvis do this in Blue Hawaii, and just, it was
well,
really,
he was,
it was...
He was trying to cheer the guys up at that.
I know.
So that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a fun movie. Not my favorite, but it was a fun movie. Carrie, you're bringing me around. We got to keep moving on. We got to get
yeah.
to the negatives.
Hey, no. I can be very persuasive when I want to be.
You can. Oh, but like, we have to go on to some of the negatives, though. So what were some negatives to you? Some things that you did not generally like about this movie? Things that they could have done better?
Still the worst ninjas.
Yes.
I agree with Eric's assessment from the first movie. The turtles are still the worst ninjas ever. They
yes.
cannot be quiet to save their lives.
No.
I really wanted to see Casey fight the samurai.
Yes.
I thought that
would have been so cool
that
for him to bring
been
a
awesome.
Hockey stick back with him and just fight the samurai with a hockey stick.
Oh, just yeah, who brings a hockey stick to a sword fight? Really?
Casey
Jones does. Let's see. And okay, dude, there's no time to go back for your bird. Yet another villain that doesn't read the evil overlord list.
I still have yet to read that list, but yes.
You need to read that list. It is hilarious.
So
what about you, Mike? What were you issues you had?
All right, let me pull my two pages of notes up here. All right.
What
so...
two pages of notes? I only see.
You see a couple. It's okay. So the swordplay in the beginning was awful. The fighting.
I disagree.
The fighting on the horses, I thought was very. It's like they held the sword up, like, oh, hit my sword. This would sound really cool in the microphone. I thought the swordplay in the beginning on the horses was awful.
No, it looked authentic to me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. And then, so, okay, if we're going to disagree on that one, what about the next one? Why did the prince not just jump off the horse at the beginning? So when he gets taken and he gets put on a horse and captured, why did he not just jump off the horse and run in the woods?
Because he's surrounded?
But they have horses. He can go into the brush.
Yeah, and get trampled when they, you know, go after him.
Horses
are faster than humans.
I know that, but horses cannot go everywhere humans can go, though. But back to that sword. I don't know. It felt like they were just like, oh, here's my sword. Let me hold it up, you know, and you just hit it when you want to hit it, and I'll turn around real quick to make it look like I'm going for somebody else. It just seemed cluttered, is what it seemed. It felt like it was very cluttered. Like three people, like what? How many people were chasing? Was it four?
Maybe, yeah, I think so.
So if it was four people, you would think four people would be easy to surround one guy, but it seemed like it took way too long to surround this guy.
Not if he knows what he's doing. I mean, I get that these were the Lord's bodyguards, elite warriors, but if the son was, you know, well trained at all, he can probably, you know, get away from the four of them. That's depending on skill level and training.
So one more thing, another thing I had is Splinter. You could definitely tell is an animatronic puppet.
Yeah, you could tell that he was a puppet in this one.
I mean, you could see the robotic kind of movement with his head.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they did better with the animatronic movements in the last couple.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of botched him here when they could have done better. Which brings me to another Elvis Splinter. How on earth does he sense danger 400 years away from where the turtles are?
We've already established that this is not a normal rat.
Okay, I'm just saying, 400 years previously, he's able to sense the turtles are in danger.
Well, I mean, they're his kids. I mean, he would. No.
Is this the spin you're really going to take on this?
Hey, you know what? Stranger things have happened, dude.
That is true. That is true. So the biggest thing I had a negative about the thing I didn't like was the time travel element. So I enjoyed, I keep saying so, that's awesome. I enjoyed time travel, but when it's not done right and done weirdly, it irritates me and it kind of rubs me the wrong way. For example, why did they switch clothes? But yet it wasn't consistent the whole way. For example, when the four guards switched places with the turtles weren't wearing anything. When the turtles got transferred back, when the guys showed up into New York in 1993, they were wearing white cloths. Now I
They were wearing,
understand. Now
yeah.
I understand. It's a kids movie, but if you're gonna follow the same format, all right, you have to follow all the way through. April and then the prince switch clothes, but yet she retained the Walkman.
Well, the turtles kept their wep they all kept their weapons. So
I don't.
the turtles kept their weapons, the samurai all kept their swords.
It's just a little confusing. It's just
There was some there Donnie the thing that made sense the only thing out of Donatello's technobabble that made sense was that there had to be some kind of equal mass transference. So that was why April and the sun changed places, and then why the turtles changed places with the guards.
okay. It was just it was different. I don't know. Do you switch clothes when you time travel, or you just go all the way back? That's the kind of thing that bothered me a little bit, was that are you supposed to switch clothes, and then how did she keep the Walkman? I mean, is it because if it was Walkman, it'd be clipped to her clothes. By the way, for all those kids who are listening who don't know what a Walkman is, go Google it. It's before we had CDs. If you don't know what CDs are,
Google those
those
too.
Google those too. It's when we had cassette tapes, and you can Google those too. That's what you used to listen to on your Walkman, cassette tapes.
Now, if they have to ask me what an 8-track is, oh boy.
Carrie, what's an 8-track?
It's before there was cassette tapes.
Is it better than a 7-track?
That I don't know.
But you know, I come down hard on this movie, but I honestly went through this movie with open eyes. I said, okay, with open eyes and open hearts, I'm gonna give this movie a shot. I'm gonna really just gung ho enjoy this movie, try to enjoy this movie. And for the most part, I did. I
Oh,
really
good.
did.
Good. I'm happy for you, Mike.
It's definitely better than it used to be in my list. I still don't like it, as it's moved up from I absolutely distaste this movie to I don't like it as much as the other two, but it's bearable and watchable.
Well, that's good. We're
So,
making progress then.
we are making progress.
Yay!
So, look, you turned my mindset around on this movie just by me watching it again.
Excellent.
If not, I was just going to sit on my shelf till the end of time.
Well,
But
we did have to watch it as homework, so
that is true.
until you had to at least dust it off once.
Yes, that is true. That is true. So, a discussion topic and something that kind of spurns out of my thoughts for sequel movies. What sign would you say, what would be the telltale sign that a show that would show that a series needs to stop making movies? In your mind, what would that be?
When they run out of ideas, or when they can't, get together a decent idea for what to do with the story. I mean, yeah, the time travel element was great and all, but kind of see what you were saying about, I don't agree that they shouldn't have made the movie, but there was a lot of stuff that was like, eh, what are we doing with this?
Yeah, I'm okay that they made the movie now. I really am. It's more turtles.
Yes, more turtles.
For example, so To me, when a movie ought to stop making, or a show ought to stop making a series of movies, is like Pirates of the Caribbean. I enjoyed the first three.
Yes, me too.
After At World's End, they probably should have not have gone to, what was it? It was
Stranger Tides, and
Stranger
then
Tides, and then whatever the newest one was a few years ago.
Tell No Tales, I think, or
Dead Men,
Dead Men
yeah,
Tell No
Dead Men Tell
Tales.
No Tales. And then now they're thinking about making a sixth one.
You know what? They probably could have skipped the fourth movie.
Yeah,
The
I agree.
fifth one, I like the fifth one.
It wasn't bad. It really wasn't. I felt the third one was drawn out way too long. I
Oh,
know a lot
I
of
love
people.
the third one. The third one's one of
Right.
my third one's my favorite.
I think it was good. I think it was drawn out a little too long. A lot of people hate the second one, but I thoroughly enjoyed the Dead Man's Chest.
I love the second one too. I like the entire trilogy. But I like the third one is my favorite. The third one I will go back and watch. The soundtrack is like a lot of the soundtrack is on my playlist. The fourth one, the best thing about that was Ian McShane and more Keith Richards.
Yeah. Well, I think they weren't intending on making a fourth one after three. That's kind of why they ended Will number three to be the new, the new Dutchman, the captain.
Yeah.
I think they kind of ended it and they weren't expecting, but they went on. But a series that I think has done really good going on has been Fast and Furious. I love the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, I
I
kind of
think I
lost interest
think
after like five or six. I don't remember where I
I
stopped.
think they kind of lose their luster to a point every now and then. But I enjoy the series. I think it's going. I think it's very well. But to me, a sign that a movie needs to stop is like you said, when you see they're struggling to find ideas and they're really stretching, and they're really trying, they should never have made that sequel.
So like Superman 3 and 4.
Yes, they should have stopped at two, or they
They
should
should
have
have
done the
topped it too.
original idea and done Supergirl then.
Yes.
And then
Agreed.
moved into three. I think it would have been a lot better.
Agreed.
But it, you know, it what this movie was not bad. But I think when a movie, when a show needs to, when I mean when a series needs to just stop, is when they're stretching for ideas, they can't find anything, or if you lose a good bit of your cast,
Yeah,
that drew
Smokey
people.
and the Bandit 3.
I didn't know they
And
had a. I knew they knew they had a two.
you've never seen Smokey. Oh, Smokey and the Bandit 2 is fun. But yeah, Smokey and the Bandit 3, they basically the truck driver was the got to play the bandit for the third one, and that one was like, eh, okay.
Well, I it's like, and I'll use the same illustration with Pirates. I think the reason Pirates 4 took a big hit is because you did not have Orlando Bloom and you
Yeah.
did not have Keira Knightley,
Yep.
who played in the first three, who were big box office draws. You can only do so much with Johnny Depp to draw people to see him. You're going to have other big names.
Well,
And
which is why they brought in Penelope Cruz and Ian McShane, and that's why they I think that's why they did the Blackbeard storyline.
yeah. So we agree. We're good. We're good. We agree.
Yay!
All right. So a little bit of trivia about this. And I'm gonna read a few of it. I'm gonna let actually, Carrie, would you like to do the trivia today, or just kind of little things in
Sure,
there?
I
I'd
can
love
read
to
some of
read
the
a
trivia.
new section we have in this show. Go
I
ahead.
can read some of the trivia. Okay, so Mark Casso, the performer for Leonardo in the costume, was the only cast member to return for from the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Brian Tocchi and Ravi Rist were the only voice actors to appear in all three movies, and Corey Feldman returned for the third movie for Donatello as the voice. At one point in the movie, the turtles refer to Walker as the Zorro dude, and this is funny because eventually in 1998, he goes on. Stuart Wilson goes on to play Don Rafael Montero in Mask of Zorro, which
All right.
there. Someone was prescient with that one. That's cool.
So is that a superhero movie too?
No.
Okay. But he wears a cape.
He does wear a cape.
You know what? Let's
He
not give
look.
you let's not
We
give
got.
Erasure any more ideas. Let's not
You
give
know what? You
Erasure.
know what? We got into the discussion in when we did the Rocketeer. Like he's a superhero the way the Rocketeer was a superhero,
Yeah, we don't
but
want to add anything else to the
he
list
is
because we're
more of a
never going to get out of the
freedom
90s.
fighter.
We're never getting out of the 90s if we keep adding 90s superhero movies to this list. We are going to stay stuck in the 90s.
Yeah, hey,
It
the 90s were a good decade, dude.
was a pretty good decade. I grew up as a kid in the 90s. It was awesome.
Yeah, me too. Let's see. This is the only live action Turtles movie that didn't have a theme song written for it.
Yep.
Although I did love the taiko drums in the opening. I'm
Yes.
a sucker for taiko drumming. That's
Oh,
one
I
of
enjoyed
those
those.
that is one of those things that I would love to get into if I ever found the time.
If you do it, we'll record it and we'll use it on Caped Chronicles.
Sure.
Your jam session.
Sold.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, a new section I really want to add and thought about, and I kind of got to look into this, and you can thank IMDb for this, but there are some goofs in the movie. Some things that were just kind of mess ups, and I always enjoyed these things. Now back then you didn't have a special edition. Look at the goofs and the mistakes and the outtakes and that, the bloopers. But people found them. So let me read a couple of the goofs. When Raph says "I'll be back" when rescuing April, which was funny as well, his mouth never moves.
Yeah.
While being destroyed, April's Walkman keeps working. For a moment, even after the batteries had fallen out. Now, kids, if you don't know what batteries are, those are things you use to put in things to get your CD player to work.
There are big racks of them in the supermarkets.
Yes. Did you ever have a CD player that, when you would try to put it on your hip, they'd put that clip to put it on your hip, but if you bounced the wrong way or if you walked too hard, it'd skip on the CD player? You always had.
I never carried it on my hip or anything. I just,
Oh man. Anyways, yeah, I mean it worked for a moment after the batteries fell out. So when April's Walkman first starts playing after she arrives in Japan, the headphones are not plugged in, yet the music is still audible. And if you
Oops.
remember anything about Walkmans, they
You
don't play
kind of
out
have to
loud.
have the, yeah, they kind of don't have speakers.
Right. So that's kind of interesting. So this one, I just want you to know, Raph is my least favorite Ninja Turtle after reading this. Raphael goes to see Yoshi and gives him a yo-yo. Raphael promises Yoshi that tomorrow afternoon he'll teach him some tricks on the yo-yo, but by tomorrow afternoon, Raphael, his brothers, and April should be long gone back home as they only have 2.5 days through the space-time continuum to do what they need to do before going back home to the present. So Raphael made a promise to them that he wasn't going to be able to keep to Yoshi.
Okay, but at the time, he was still thinking of staying. So he.
He still made a promise to Yoshi and didn't keep it.
Aw,
Poor
yeah, poor Yoshi.
Yoshi. So sad. When Walk now I read this before I watched the movie to catch it, to see if I'd catch it. When Walker falls into the sea, he disappears right before he hits the water. So
Oops.
it's like a second before he hits the water, he just disappears, but you still hear him screaming. So it's kind of funny. When the Ninja Turtles are running across the clay roof, you can see that the tiles bounce like rubber as they run across them. The last one is Walker never grabs the scepter after he rescues his bird, but a sack just appears over his shoulder holding it.
Oops.
Oops. Any other things that you think I missed there, Carrie?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we don't have any listener feedback, but we have a listener review. Somebody has reviewed us in iTunes, and we're going to give them a shout out. So, Carrie, I'm going to let you read our first inaugural Caped Chronicles review on iTunes. And because you reviewed us on iTunes, here is your prize. You get your review read on our show because we don't have any money to give you any prize. So thank you so much. But go ahead and Carrie, would you like to read our review?
Yeah, just give me a second to pull it up here.
Come on. Come
Sorry.
on, Carrie.
Sorry. Sorry.
I put it in the show notes.
You put me on the spot. I wasn't prepared to have to read this. Okay. All right. So B. Walsh writes that Mike and Carrie host this fun and balanced review of all superhero movies, starting with the Christopher Reeve Superman from 1978. They pack each episode with trivia about the movie, highlights and lowlights, and additional relevant commentary. Occasional guest hosts also add a new perspective. Definitely check this out. It's a lot of fun with some cool info about each movie.
Woohoo!
So,
all
yay,
right.
Woo.
And
thank you,
five
B. Walsh.
Stars. Yes, thank you,
five
Walsh.
Stars. Excellent.
Fun. All right. I've enjoyed that. That's good. I enjoy that. Thank you so much, Walsh, for reaching out to us and rating us. That's a 5-star review right there. And we look to add relevant commentary to these to this show.
Yay.
We try to be relevant.
We try to be.
But moving into our next phase here, this podcast, we're going to talk about our next episode's movie. So we'll record this in 2 weeks, and we are going back to the Batcave.
Yay!
With a classic movie, a great movie. Now, it is not live action. It is animated, but we are going to cover Batman Mask of the Phantasm.
Yay, this is one of my favorite Batman movies. So I'm looking forward to this.
Oh yes, I'm excited about this too. So 2 weeks you have to find Batman Mask of the Phantasm. And it's going to be amazing because, listen, the Warner Brothers animated movies are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. They do a great job on their movies.
Oh,
so
yeah.
go to Amazon. Find this movie, order this movie, so that you can watch it with us. You can rent it on Amazon Prime for $3.99. You can buy it on Blu-ray for $16.59. Or you can be cheap like me and get the DVD for $9.98. But you also get Amazon's choice here, Batman and Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero / Mask of the Phantasm for $10.
Ooh.
On Amazon. Double feature.
And who knows? Maybe it will make an appearance on the DCU sometime in the very near future.
Actually, think about it. By the time we record our next episode, DC Universe will be out, and they can all go on, subscribe for the DC Universe, and watch it before next episode.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome. So Batman Mask of the Phantasm, and then... after that, because of popular demand, we're going to watch The Crow from 1994. And I watched the trailer for this thing, and...
are you sure you watched the right trailer?
It's whatever IMDb had on there. Doesn't something happen to the guy's family, and he becomes this vigilante
He and his girlfriend are killed, and he comes back from the grave to avenge them.
Right. So we're gonna watch The Crow. All right, there, Carrie and Eric.
Yes.
And
thank you,
Rasher. We heard you.
Thank you, Mike.
We add it to the list. All right, y'all gonna get me cultured yet? It's gonna be awesome.
Yep.
But in closing, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say to us. What do you have to, your inputs, your advice. So email us at capedchronicles@randomchatter.com. Yes, we have an email. capedchronicles@randomchatter.com. Send us your feedback. Send us your thoughts on the episode. If you send us a list of movies that you think are superhero movies that we ought to add, I can promise you we will put them in a to-do pile.
We will review it and see if we don't already have them on the list.
Yes, but stop giving us 90s movies. We're trying to get into the 2000s when X-Men and Spider-Man and all them other ones hit too. All right, but send us an email. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Also, reach out to us on Twitter. We're at Random Chatter. At Twitter, we also still have our Caped Chronicles Twitter, which is at Caped Chronicles, so reach out to us that way as well. You can reach out to me at Obi Mike Kenobi. That's Obi _ Mike Kenobi. Carrie, how can they find you?
You can find me at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's Keri Blackfire 42.
All right. And once again, you can find all of our shows at randomchatter.com. There are so many shows. I know we just launched the movie chatter here a couple weeks ago as well. So please look out. If you want a superhero show, we have DC Talk and some other show that deals with Marvel. And no, give them a shout out. Guardians of the MCU. But there's those. And then you have Outer Rim for our Star Wars and Echo Base. And if you need a good hearty laugh, you need to check out April and Jay Have No Ideas.
Yeah.
And but that is not safe to listen to at work or around children. That is my plug-in right now.
Right.
So make sure you keep that in mind. But they are funny.
They are hilarious.
And the other one that you liked, oh, Fangirl Confessionals.
Yes.
Is a great one to listen to as well. So make sure you check all of our shows out there at randomchatter.com. We want you to spread the word and support us. Leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We will read it on the air just like we did. And who knows? We may go back in time and do a drawing one day in the future. I don't know yet, but we may do a drawing for something in the future. But we want to read your review on the air. We appreciate it when you review us. The more reviews that you leave, the higher up our podcast goes in the store, and the more people will be likely to see it. So leave us a review. Tell your friends about us. Let your friends know that you like to listen to Cape Chronicles and why you like to listen to Cape Chronicles. And it's an exciting show. That's why it's the only reason you need. And then join us in Discord. We have a main lobby, and all our podcast channels are absolutely free. Go to randomchatter.com/discord for more information on that. And it's just like Slack and just like, you know, text messaging, but with a bunch of people.
And when Mike isn't really trying to lead a revolution, it's great. Even when he's trying to lead a revolution, it's fun.
I lead the best GIFs and the best Bitmojis in the world in Discord.
Aaron yells at me
all the time, but hey, join us in Discord. All right, go to randomchatter.com/Discord. But if you want a little bit more, we have other channels that are open, but just for $1 a month, just $1 a month, you can support us on Patreon. Go to randomchatter.com/Patreon and to support us. We'd love to have your support. None of this stuff goes to us. All of it goes to helping the network grow and the networks and for hosting fees and so forth like that. Carrie, is there anything else you've got?
Well, I'd just like to leave you guys with some advice. It's actually a rebuttal to something Raphael was demanding of Splinter when asking why they keep training and training all the time. That is the point. The point of training is to train. So keep on training, guys.
There you go. Keep on training. Keep on disciplining. And just a little bit of ending credits. Music you hear on this podcast is High Roller Mojo by Blue Solly. And As Silly As the Sentence Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.